He does join us every Tuesday to talk hockey and whatever else pops up. He is the Chief Hockey Development Officer for the Arizona Coyotes. Shane Doan joins us here on Bickley and Murata Mornings. Doaner, how are you this morning?
I'm doing good. How are you guys doing?
Good. You got to be stoked. I mean, you're only 2 days away from the opener. The season gets underway today. It's a good time of year, no?
It is. It is. This is a time of year everyone has hope and everyone's excited. So this is one of the best days. We always look forward to it.
In terms of hope, the Coyotes took care of the win column in the preseason. They go 5-1. What does that do, if anything, to adjust the hope level of this team going into the season, Shane?
I think above all, it just kind of brings a group together, and it's you understand that it doesn't really mean anything. I mean, it doesn't mean anything at all, but at the same time, it's better than going 1-5, and it brings your group together, and it gives you that excitement and hope kind of the future, and I think that's pretty much the most important part of the training camp.
All right, I'm going to back up to what Vinny said, and that is sort of like getting everything kicked off, because there are a couple of smells that are very unique to hockey, including the dressing room, which is a little on the pungent side, right? Jared would probably like it.
A little,
more than a little. It kind of burns the nostril hair on you.
But it's a formidable scent.
But also the smell of just walking into a cold rink. Does that smell spark nostalgia for you still when you walk into an arena or a rink?
Instantly. I mean, this morning, actually, when you got up and kind of walked outside, it was a little chilly. I was like, man, it kind of feels like it's hockey time. Like, it's starting to feel like it is. And, it does. There's no way around it. You walk into a building when you hear the puck kind of going off the glass or you hear something going on, that's exciting. You can't wait for it.
All right, let me ask you this too now, because I want to talk about the composition of this team and your role in this, because you got a lot of youth in this team. This is certainly a rebuilding project on some level, but there's also a handful of guys with crazy experience in the National Hockey League, from Andrew Ladd to Phil Kessel, all the way down the line. When you kind of bring you into that mix, what is it important to really teach young players to get them on the right track in the NHL?
I think the character is huge. I think that when push comes to shove and it gets hard and it's going to get difficult, your character is going to come out in those times. And when things are not going the way you want them, your character is going to be the difference maker. And the guys that we brought in, you mentioned the guys, Ladder and Louis Erickson, Jay Beagle, those three guys all won Stanley Cups, and they all know what it takes to win. You bring in an Antoine Stralman, who has been an absolute stable on the back end for Tampa and for Florida in the last few years, and someone that everyone's counted on. You start looking at that group of guys that they're all in unbelievable shape. They're all guys that have been known for their character and known for who they are, and we want that around our young guys. As you look at Krauser and you look at Kells and you look at Fish and Chychrun and those guys that have been here for a few years, to have those guys around them to understand that it's a daily grind. Your job is to win hockey games. Your job isn't to play in the NHL. Your job is to win hockey games. And I think those guys kind of embody that, and that ability to understand that it matters. Our character matters, and we're going to do a good job of that.
Shane Doan, our guest here on Bickley and Murata Mornings. It might be much ado about nothing, but it is a little bit weird to get ready for a hockey season where the Arizona Coyotes are not in the same division. I mean, they're moving to the Central Division this year. What does that mean, big picture, for this club, Shane?
It's a considerably harder division. Mm-hmm. Like, you put us in we moved to a division that the hardest part is you give up a 45-minute flight to Vegas and a 45-minute to L.A. and to Anaheim, and you trade them in for, a three-hour flight to Winnipeg, Minnesota, Nashville. 3.5 to Nashville, 3.5 to Winnipeg. It's considerably harder. There's no way around that. And then the division itself is, I think that, the people in the division have all made the playoffs in the last year or two. And a couple of them are legit Stanley Cup contenders, and Colorado being the probably Stanley Cup contender in the league. So we're going to have our hands full, and it's going to be a tough division, and we're going to have to play well at home and on the road.
Yeah, you're right about that, because there's people who think that this is finally going to be the Avalanche's year in this division. Your thoughts on how formidable they're going to be?
Well, you go through their lineup, and it's as good as anybody.
It's crazy. Yeah.
I am the biggest Cale Makar fan there is. I think that kid is an absolute stud, and watching him play hockey is fun. Nathan MacKinnon is a guy that's dynamic. Obviously, Rantanen, and with him, playing with him is so special. That whole, with Landeskog, that line's incredible. They're deep. They got three or four guys on the back end that are good. And then, obviously, with them getting Kemps from us, that gives them somebody in net that I think is one of the bona fide top-tier goalies. And what he's done for us in the previous 3 years was incredible. And him going to a team like that is a scary proposition. And, you know, I think that's they had good goaltending last year, and I think that they're going to get even better goaltending this year.
League-wide, we get our first look at the newest expansion team tonight, Seattle taking on Vegas. And the last time there was an expansion team, it was Vegas. They go to the Cup Final that first year. Was that a total anomaly, or do you think Seattle could make some noise as an expansion team?
Well, I think Seattle's got a pretty good team, but I'd be shocked if they come even close to what Vegas did. I think that it was an anomaly to a certain degree, but at the same time, I think the league learned. The league learned how to protect yourselves from having something like that happen again with with the guys, the way you go about protecting your players, the way you go about letting them pick who they need to pick. The first time I think Vegas kind of stumbled onto something that was pretty special, and everything that kind of went on in Vegas during that year, I think, galvanized that group and took it to a whole nother level of one unit. And that was, it was a special run.
Yeah.
I would be very, very surprised if Seattle can do that. I mean, I think Ronnie Francis is one of the smartest guys in hockey, and I think he does a great job. And I think they're going to do a really, really good job with their organization, but it's going to be tough to kind of duplicate that on-ice success that Las Vegas had.
Yeah. All right, my last question. Update us really quickly on the Canadian condition. Montreal came close last year, but you know where I'm going with this thing. Toronto hasn't won a cup before expansion in 1967, which is unbelievable to me. And for a country where the sport is religion, I've been to Canada many times. I've felt this. To not have a championship like that is crazy.
It's... I can't even explain it to people the way that it's viewed in Canada, the difference of hockey in Canada. Auston Matthews might be the most well-known person in a city in the world. Like, it would be hard to find another city that would have one person that's that well-known to the entire city. I mean, Toronto's with 7 million people in Toronto,
yeah.
And you could have an 85-year-old grandmother who would know instantly who he is, and a 2-year-old child who would know who he is. Like, it's unbelievable. They follow him with, like you said, it's a religion. And for Toronto not to have won, and not even to have got out of the first round of the playoffs,
yeah.
Not that any of us are enjoying that. Not that any of us think that that's okay. That is, it's been tough for them for the last few years. I think they got a good chance. I think Austin has become just an incredible player offensively, but he's really picked up his game defensively, and that group's ready to take a step. We'll see how it all goes, because it's always, they're in a tough division as well. They got some good teams with Tampa and Florida in that division, so it's going to be hard to get out of there. But Canada as a whole, you look at the teams, I think Edmonton's got a legitimate team, and I think Toronto's probably got a legitimate team. And if you maybe throw Vancouver in there, I like what they kind of did with a couple things. They picked up a couple of our guys that I think are special. But it's going to be incredible to watch, and it's going to be a fun year to see, because I think there's going to be a little bit of changing of the guard with Pittsburgh and a couple of the other teams kind of on the way down and a couple of young teams on the way up.
Donor, don't worry. A Canadian team will definitely win the Grey Cup this year.
Oh, that's cool.
Probably Rough Riders.
Rough Riders. Hey, they're down to one now.
Fun.
There's only one Rough Rider.
This was a real substantial.
That's impressive.
No, I was going to say, this is a real substantial hockey conversation. No Jared butting in.
Yet.
I fell asleep. I'm sorry.
No. I don't even like you, Jared.
I like you.
That's so mean of you to say that.
I like you, Shane.
Of all the things you've said, that one hurt.
I'm just kidding, of course.
Donor, always a pleasure. Enjoy your week. We'll talk to you next Tuesday.
See you, Donor.
All right.